Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Positively Energizing Leadership by Kim Cameron, a groundbreaking work from 2022 that provides a comprehensive, practical guide to cultivating positive energy in leadership roles. This book explores the transformative power of positive interpersonal dynamics in organizations, empowering leaders and workers alike to foster environments of innovation, increased profits, and compassion, both in the workplace and beyond. Kim Cameron, a PhD and professor of management and organizations at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, is a well-recognized authority in the field of positive leadership. With a prolific output that includes over 140 academic articles and 15 books, Cameron's insights are rooted in empirical data and extensive experience, offering readers a deeply researched and actionable approach to harnessing the virtues that can transform organizations. Positively Energizing Leadership is an essential read for anyone involved in teamwork, managers seeking to enhance the quality of interpersonal relationships within their organizations, and leaders searching for effective strategies to inspire and reinvigorate their teams, especially when facing challenging situations like dealing with underperforming workers. This book promises to equip its readers with the knowledge and tools necessary for building a more resilient, energized, and successful working environment. Positively Energizing Leadership: Virtuous Actions and Relationships That Create High Performance. Introduction. Unlock the power of positive energy for flourishing leadership. In a world where bleak headlines often dominate, the allure of positive thinking has become a beacon for many seeking solace and a path forward. With challenges like racial injustice, climate upheaval, and the ongoing difficulties posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, it's no surprise that the industry of happiness, or as Kim Cameron dubs it, happyology, has seen exponential growth. Countless books flood the market, each promising the secret formula to happiness. However, this surge in positivism may not be the panacea it claims to be. Moving beyond the superficial band-aid of forced smiles and internal turmoil, Cameron's Positively Energizing Leadership delves into a refreshingly empirical approach to leadership and positivity. Rather than succumbing to the facade of unfounded happiness, this work explores the tangible, research-backed interconnections between positive energy, light, and their collective power to catalyze individuals and groups toward genuine growth and success. The critique of happyology as an oversimplification of life's complexities highlights a crucial point. Adversity, loss, and hardship are inevitable facets of the human experience. Pretending otherwise, with a grin plastered on one's face, may not only inflict further harm, but also detract from the potential for authentic, constructive leadership. Cameron's vision for leadership transcends the superficial veneer of positivity. Instead, it's grounded in the scientifically validated strength of positive energy and virtuous practices. Herein lies an invitation to leaders to ignite the latent potential within their teams and organizations, not by dismissing the hardships we face, but by harnessing the profound, positive forces that drive us towards excellence and fulfillment. As we venture through the insights of Positively Energizing Leadership, we unlock the doors to a kind of leadership that inspires, motivates, and genuinely uplifts, paving the way for a flourishing future. Part 1: Unleashing the Transformative Power of Positive Energy. Intriguing research from 2005 shed light on how patients recuperating from surgery in rooms bathed in natural sunlight experienced less pain compared to those in rooms illuminated only by artificial light. This discovery mirrors broader findings about the rejuvenating effects of light on depression and underscores the ancient wisdom across Buddhist, Egyptian, Greek, and Indian cultures regarding the medicinal benefits of systematic sun exposure. Light, a radiant form of positive energy, shares a profound connection with the concept of virtue. This connection isn't just metaphorical, but, according to some scholars, might also have a biological basis. For instance, sunlight plays a crucial role in regulating our circadian rhythms, ensuring physical health and equilibrium by managing hormone levels like melatonin, which affects sleep, and leptin, which influences hunger. Disruptions in these rhythms are linked to serious health issues, including cancer and heart disease. Virtue, akin to light, has been associated with significant positive physiological outcomes, from promoting healing and brain activity in children with ADHD to reducing cortisol and pain levels. Despite the undeniable power of positive energy in fostering well-being, our lives often feel overshadowed by negativity. This paradox prompts the question, why does dark energy seem so pervasive? A research piece by Wang, Galinsky, and Murnaghan highlights a peculiar aspect of human nature. We dwell longer on negative relationships than positive ones, and are quicker to confirm negative traits in others than positive ones. Yet, intriguingly, positivity holds a stronger sway over our actions. While negativity may trigger more intense emotional and psychological reactions, it's the positive occurrences that have a greater potential to influence our behaviors towards change. This brings us to a pivotal realization. While we might naturally absorb and brood over negative energy, actively seeking and nurturing positive energy requires more conscious effort. But the payoff for this effort is significant, as positive energy is the catalyst for transformative change. Let's dive into how we can tap into this vibrant, life-affirming force, setting the stage for impactful, positive actions in the drive towards a life of fulfillment and growth. Part 2. Empowering leadership through the practice of giving. In the realm of creating a thriving workspace and fostering meaningful interpersonal relationships, the role of virtuous behaviors, particularly generosity and altruism, stands tall as the cornerstone of fostering what is known as heliotropic energy. It's a simple yet profound truth. Behaviors marked by encouragement, recognition, security, and support not only facilitate individual healing, but also enrich collective dynamics, making the fabric of groups stronger and more vibrant. Consider the impact of leadership styles. Contrast the effects of receiving critical, discouraging feedback with those of receiving praise and constructive guidance. The answer is clear. When leaders choose the path of compassion, generosity, and gratitude, they not only enhance relationships, but also unlock unprecedented levels of performance and positive energy. The power of giving, of generating more positive energy than one receives, is not just a theoretical ideal, but an empirically supported fact. Research by social psychologist Jennifer Crocker, which compared the academic and personal achievements of college freshmen against their stated annual goals, found a striking pattern. Those who pursued contribution-oriented goals, like making a difference in their community, tended to experience more success and personal fulfillment than those driven by purely achievement-oriented ambitions. This principle extends beyond the academic realm. For instance, a study involving older adults with high blood pressure demonstrated that those instructed to spend on others exhibited significant health improvements, comparable to the effects of medication or physical exercise, as opposed to those who spent the same amount on themselves. Such findings echo the profound physical and psychological benefits of altruism. How can we translate the essence of these findings into actionable practices in our daily and professional lives? The story of a parent dealing with her daughter's reluctance to attend school offers a beautifully simple illustration. A shift in the daughter's focus from her own experiences to her contributions to others not only helped her overcome her dread, but also transformed her outlook on school. Leaders have much to glean from this lesson. By fostering an environment that encourages employees to teach, mentor, and support each other, leaders can kindle the flames of heliotropic energy within their organizations. Whether it's through leading staff meetings, sharing expertise, or supporting colleagues, creating opportunities for altruistic behavior can significantly enhance the vitality, skills, and overall happiness of a team. Generosity and altruism do not merely act as social lubricants, but as powerful agents of transformation, fostering a culture where positive energy thrives, where teams not only succeed but excel, and where leadership transcends the confines of mere management, becoming a force for profound positive change. Part 3, The Equation of Trust, Integrity plus Sacrifice. In the tumultuous year of 2020, as nations grappled with the COVID-19 pandemic through various degrees of lockdown, Sweden stood out for its unique approach, largely attributing its strategy to a deeply ingrained culture of trust within its society and institutions. This contrasted sharply with other countries, notably the United States, where the trust deficit reached alarming proportions, with incredibly low rates of trust in political parties, big companies, employers, and even fellow citizens. This disparity underscores a critical lesson, the bedrock of positively energizing leadership, indeed, the very fabric of cohesive communities and functioning institutions, rests on the principles of integrity and trust. Without these, the foundation crumbles, leading to disintegration at both interpersonal and societal levels. The seeds of trust are sown early in life, nurtured by the ways caregivers engage with their infants. Through actions filled with love, care, and comfort, the groundwork for a trusting perspective on life and relationships is laid. Conversely, neglect or inconsistency from caregivers can severely impair this development, with far-reaching consequences. To cultivate trust, two key ingredients are essential: integrity and sacrifice. Integrity extends beyond mere honesty. It encompasses a consistent demonstration of transparency, accountability, and reliability. Picture a leader who not only communicates truthfully, but also aligns her actions with her words, even when it means sharing uncomfortable truths about the organization's challenges or mistakes. Sacrifice, the second crucial element of trust building, involves foregoing personal gain for the welfare of others. This can be akin to making deposits into an emotional bank account, symbolizing acts of kindness, attentiveness, and appreciation, which are contrasted with withdrawals typified by broken promises, disregard, and criticism. In relationships rich with trust, interactions are characterized by a steady flow of these emotional investments, outweighing the withdrawals, reflecting a commitment to each other's well-being, even when it demands personal compromise. This concept of trust, fortified by integrity and sacrifice, is not confined to the personal domain, but extends its transformative power into professional relationships as well. By consciously striving to make more emotional deposits than withdrawals in all our interactions, we can profoundly impact the quality of our connections, fostering environments where trust thrives, and positively energizing leadership can flourish. Embracing this approach could very well be the catalyst for remarkable change, both personally and collectively, laying the groundwork for a culture where trust is not only valued, but vigilantly nurtured. Part 4, Navigating the Presence of Negative Energy in Your Sphere. Imagine encountering a person so shrouded in negativity that they drain the optimism, hope, and joy from their surroundings, much like the Dementors from the Harry Potter series, creatures depicted as thriving on decay and despair. Unfortunately, such individuals exist beyond the pages of fiction, sometimes making their presence felt in our personal or professional lives, casting long shadows over our collective spirit. Confronted with such a scenario, it's crucial to adopt effective strategies to mitigate the impact of this pervasive negativity. The first step involves striving to understand their viewpoint by showing empathy and offering sincere, supportive responses. This approach fosters a constructive dialogue where feedback is not seen as an attack, but as an honest attempt to address behaviors that are casting a pall over the environment. In instances where simple dialogue doesn't lead to improvement, it may be necessary to consider more structured interventions, such as recommending coaching, training, or other personal development opportunities. These approaches aim to transform negative patterns into positive behaviors, benefiting not just the individual in question but the entire group. However, when these efforts prove insufficient, it becomes necessary to take more decisive actions to protect the collective well-being. This might mean limiting the person's influence by reducing their opportunities to spread negativity, thus acting as a protective measure for the group's overall morale rather than a punitive response against the individual. Should these measures fail to affect change, it may ultimately be necessary to consider ending the relationship or association. This difficult decision should not be viewed through a punitive lens, but rather as a recognition that the current dynamic is unsustainable for both parties' growth and happiness. It's a step towards seeking a healthier environment where all involved can truly thrive, guiding the person toward a setting that might be better suited to their needs. Addressing the challenges posed by those who exude negative energy requires a balanced mix of empathy, constructive feedback, and, when necessary, decisive action to protect and uplift the spirits of those affected. Through these interventions, we aim not just to confront negativity, but to foster a more positive, inclusive environment where all can prosper. Part 5: The Transformative Power of Gratitude and Humility. Gratitude and humility are not just admirable virtues, they are intricately connected, each feeding into and reinforcing the other. Together, they embody a deep acknowledgement and appreciation for the strengths and contributions of others, combined with a clear-eyed view of one's own strengths and shortcomings. This balanced perspective encourages both the acceptance of feedback and a genuine appreciation for the talents and challenges faced by those around us. Fascinating research by psychologist Kristin Boney and primatologist Franz de Waal has shown that gratitude transcends human culture and language, extending even to other species. Their studies reveal that both young children and primates exhibit behaviors indicative of gratitude, suggesting a biological basis for this emotion that crosses the boundaries of species. But why might gratitude and humility be hardwired into our being? The answer lies in their evolutionary benefits. These traits are linked to a host of positive biological and psychological outcomes, including improved heart health, enhanced cognitive processing capabilities, better skin function, and heightened creativity. Essentially, by fostering gratitude and humility, we're not just behaving ethically, we're also promoting our overall health and longevity. Moreover, the practical benefits of these virtues have been underscored by empirical research conducted by psychologists Robert A. Emmons and Michael E. McCulloch. In their studies, students who maintained a daily gratitude journal reported a myriad of positive outcomes, from heightened attention and optimism to reduced physical ailments and increased feelings of social connection. These findings suggest that the simple act of recognizing and appreciating the positives in our lives can have profound effects on our well-being and social interactions. This scientific evidence dovetails with the principles espoused by major philosophical and religious traditions, which condemn traits like arrogance and self-centeredness, while lauding humility and the acknowledgement of one's mistakes. Applying these insights to a professional setting can foster a more positive and energized workplace. For instance, kicking off staff meetings with moments for individuals to share something celebratory can set a positive tone and nurture a culture of gratitude and mutual appreciation. By integrating these practices into our daily routines, we can deepen our relationships and create a more fulfilling and productive work environment. Final summary. It's understandable if the concept of nurturing positive energy within an organization might initially strike you as overly idealistic, perhaps even out of step with the gritty realities of business life. The notion of focusing on practices that promote positivity could appear, at first glance, to be either a luxury beyond reach or a soft skill that's nice to have but not essential. Concerns may arise regarding its applicability, cost-effectiveness, or its perceived alignment with fluffy management trends rather than hard-nosed business strategy. However, it's important to confront these preconceptions with the robust findings from a compelling body of research. The skepticism surrounding strategies for fostering positive energy might persist, Yet a significant meta-analysis involving over 500 empirical studies offers a powerful counter-argument. The data unequivocally supports the assertion that organizations pulsating with positive energy reap substantial benefits across several critical performance indicators. These positively energized firms exhibit markedly higher levels of creativity and motivation. The health and self-regulation among employees are significantly improved, contributing not only to a vibrant organizational culture, but also to a tangible uptick in productivity and innovation. Moreover, the ripple effects of this positive energy translate into decreased absenteeism and a reduction in employee turnover. Two perennial challenges that cost businesses dearly in terms of both tangible and intangible resources. While mainstream press coverage and the burgeoning trend towards positive practices in management might meet with skepticism, the evidence suggests a compelling business case for investing in positively energizing leadership. Far from being a fluffy, feel-good strategy that sidesteps the real issues, cultivating an atmosphere of positive energy within an organization has been shown to robustly confront and transform even the most daunting of challenges. Thus, rather than dismissing the push towards positive energy as naively optimistic or irrelevant, it's worth considering how these practices could serve as a potent catalyst for improving not just the morale and well-being of individual employees, but the overall performance and resilience of the organization as a whole. As the evidence shows, the leap from skepticism to implementation could very well be the transformative step that propels an organization from good to great, even in the face of adversity. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.